येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणन्तिके माई मिलियंस ऑफ दंडत प्रणति पुष्पांजलि इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर नित्य लीला प्रविष्टों विष्णु पासी स्मर भक्ति प्रज्ञान के स्वरूप एंड सेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज यस्टरडे वे डिस्कस अबाउट गुरु तत्व एंड ऑल्सो रिगार्डिंग दिस we heard about Vyasadev by the instructions of Srila Narada Devarshi Narada Goswami, his Guru Dev. In Bhakti Yoga Samadhi, he saw Supreme Lord Krishna with his all associates from birth to all sweet pastimes up to Dwarka, he saw. He saw also in his backside, Maya was there. And she was very, very much lajjita. Ashamed. Why? Because he is binding and give him pain to the Krishna, oh, very near and dear jivas. You should know the meaning of Maya. As Krishna is one without second, Advaya Gyan Partattva. Similarly, he has only one power, and that is called Antaranga Shakti. Swarup Siddha Bhakti. By function so many, he is called in Sat Chit Anand, Bal Gyan Kriya, Sambit Santhani Ladi. There are so many names. But really, Maya means Jog Maya, always helping in Krishna sweet pastimes. By his influence, Krishna forgets his lordship, that I am Supreme Lord. And also by his influence, devotee like Yashoda, all Sakha, all the gopis, they are more than Brahman, Shankar and all others. They forget that we know Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. the perfected reflection of that yog maya in this world, it is called maya or mahamaya. So maya means yog maya, but in this world all know this mahamaya. So generally you use for that shadow of transcendental power, shakti, antaranga shakti, yog maya. So jeev, those who are in transcendental world serving Krishna, now they are parikar of Krishna. Parikar means associates. They will not be called jivas, and they will never come from there. They will not be
conditioned. Fall down.
Fall down. Never and never. Maya, illusory maya is not there. So no influence of, always yog maya. And she helps all the jivas to serve Krishna. So no chance of jadgatva nanivartante taddham paramam mama. From there anyone cannot return. Only they will come as associates of Krishna for sweet past and only to serve Krishna. Otherwise not, they will not come. So a jeev is superior than maya. Maya is jada.
Inert. Material. Inert.
She has no wish. But we, transcendental part of Krishna. But we are anuchit. Krishna is bihuchit. We can be covered with maya. Those who have come from Tatastha Shakti only, they can be. In transcendental world, maya cannot reach there. No influence of this mahamaya. So, jivas, anuchit being, and in their transcendental form, a mood of serving Krishna is there. How would this jiv, being superior to this jada maya, is controlled by same jada maya? How? Then it has been told. Really, maya cannot touch jiv. But when jivas forgets Krishna, at once he thinks that I am blinded by maya. Two bodies, one material body, this, and one subtle maya, covers this atma, and then the jivas, the part and parcel of Krishna, being chief, he thinks I am this body and these are mine. He is my father, he is my mother, he is my sister, he is my son, he is my wife, this dog is mine, this wealth is mine. Like this. And I am very wise, intelligent, and
beautiful.
There is no one intelligent like me. In this way he thinks. And then he is attached in these worldly things, being superior. Parikshit Maharaj is asking to Srila Sukhdev Goswami, and son of all their rishis headed by Saunak Rishi. He is asking, O Sukhdev Goswami, or O Suta Goswami, I am in confusion. How it can be? Being superior to Maya, and he thinks that I am this body, attachment comes, and he forgets Krishna. How it becomes? Oh, only when he forgets, bhayam dityad avinvi satasya ishat apetasya vipadyo smriti. At once when he forgets, oh, Diti Avinesh comes, Anna Vilasa comes, so many worldly desires comes. Oh, then he thinks to enjoy this world. And in sense gratifications, only by the mercy of, a special mercy of Gurudev, one can be liberated all. No one can. I'm telling a story. You should hear patiently. And then he began to tell that once there was Mahapralaya. Destruction. And whole earth, everything was in water. Only water and water and water, nothing else. Then, from the novel of Garbhodaya Sai Vishnu, a lotus came out and it was on the surface of the water. And from there, from that lotus, oh, four-headed Brahma at once came out. So Brahma is called Padma Yoni, coming from lotus. So what thinking? If prayer, water, what should I do? He became bewildered. At once he heard a voice, tap, tap, tap. Then he knew, oh, and though I am not seeing the who is speaking, but I am realizing something, someone is inspiring me to do as told you. And at once he began to store very hard for 1,000 years of demigods, big girl. For the our calculation, it may be less and less years. And then he saw, oh, I am in Vaikuntha. And he saw Chaturbhuj Narayan, very beautiful form is there. Kamala Lakshmi and all Saktis were serving him, and all associates, Paita, were serving him. Narada and all rishis, munis are doing his stuti. Oh, then Brahma began to pray him. Then Narayan told, you have done very hard astrologies for so many Divya years. I am very happy. You should have any boon. Oh, you have treated me like a friend, taking my hands in your hands, and you have told about What is the glorification of Tap? So Narayan told him that I am really Tap, and the fruit of Tap I am. Austerity is fruit also, and also Tapa, Tapasya I am also. So I know that you want to create world as before. So I am giving this power to you. Then Brahma folded his hand and told, I will do to fulfill your wish, but I am fearing that I may, by doing so, by creation, so many person, deity, gods and others, it may be that I would have a ahankar,
false ego,
that I am creator. So Prabhu, this should not come, my God. Then Narayan told, oh, I am telling you the gist of all Vedic literature to you, because Vedas has come from my nose, swas. So I am now directly instructing you. You should hear. By hearing, no false being is, false ego will come. And then he began to tell. Then he began to tell. Guhyam Jadvijnana Samanvitam Sarvasyam Tadangascha Grihana Gaditandaya. Like this, O Brahma, my dear, I am giving you Gyan knowledge, and also Vigyan. Vigyan means realization. What I am telling, oh, you will realize it. When anything we hear from anyone, knowledge comes, but no realization. Like Krishna is very beautiful, playing on the flute in his this side, Radhika. Playing on flute, oh, Banmala, in feet, so many chinna,
auspicious marks,
and all the cowherd boys, oh, Krishna, very good, sabas, like this, sadhu. We are hearing this, but we are not realizing. So I am giving realization to you. And also one thing more than Gyan Vigyan, Rahasya. What Rahasya?
Confidential thing,
something. What is behind your sweet pastimes, secret things, that is prem, he will tell afterward. And tadanga, tadanga means sadhan bhakti, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, padasevanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasyakhyatmanivedanam. And then, gist of all, sadhu sangha, nam kirtan, bhagavat shravan, mathura vas, shri vigraha seva. Sabal sadhan shesht ek panchanga, krishna prem dite pare alpe. If he will do this, sadhu sangha alway. And in sadhu sangha hari katha shravan, be in a Krishna dham in Vrindavan, Navadev dham, Nilachal dham. Sadhu sangha always nam kirtan. Nam kirtan, sadhu sangha nam kirtan, Bhagavat shravan here in Srimad Bhagavatam. And Sri Vigraha Seva. Then if you are not done any offense to any Vaishnava, Guru and Shastra, then very soon Krishna Prem shortened will come. And more condensed, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaram. More condensed, Tarmadhya Sarvashet Nam Sankirtam, Nirapradhe Nam Leile Ayatri. Only Sri Krishna Ji. If you are Nirapradhi, you have not done offense anywhere, very soon Krishna Prem will come. And if not coming, then you must know that you have done so many offenses to Vaishnava, Guru, Shastra. So Harinam Sankirtan is himself Krishna, none different to Krishna. So only by this is sadhan. Four things. Gyan, vigyan, prem, and then sadhan bhakti. Four things I am telling. And my special mercy, you should realize it. And then he began to tell chatushloki bhagavat in four shlokas. Jaman aham jatha bhavo jadarup guna karma ka tathagva tattva vijnanam astute madanugraha. Jaman aham means how am, like what is my root, my form, transcendental form. In Vaikuntha Narayan, Chaturbhuj Narayan, very beautiful form. Matsya, though fish, but that fish who became Krishna, oh, very, very beautiful. Kurma, Vara, Nishingha, Vaman, more than superior than Vaikuntha Ram, Narayan, Ram, he had 2.5 rasas, dasya, half vatsalya, half dasya, sapta, three. So superior than Narayan. Narayan has only dasya rasa, nothing more. And that dasaras is also covered with opulence. Then Balaram. And then come to Braja, Swayam Rupa Krishna. How beautiful he is? Oh, Sukadeva Goswami is telling you that gopis see in Deepa, Varaha Pidam Natavara Babu Karnayo Karnikara Vibhratabhasa Kanaka Kapisam Bajayanti Chamalam Randhana Venuradara Sudhaya Purayan Gopa Vindai Vindaranyam Prabhasat Sutta Gita Kirti. Oh, very beautiful Krishna. Like, oh, Naveen made.
Best cloud.
Now, like clouds. deities, gods like Pitambara, like thunderbolt. That thunderbolt is, comes and goes at once and still with you permanently. Banmala up to feet from here. Of seven flowers, bees are hanging on them, and Krishna is empty feet.
They are barefooted.
So the sign of his Bhagavata on earth and done. All Sakhazat, Sadhu Krishna, glorifying. That beautiful form. Gopis always realize this. And when Jagapatni went to Krishna with their preparations, Shyamam Hiranya Paridhim Panamalya Varah Dhatu Prabalam Anubratanse Binasta Hasta Itare Nathunana Yabjam Mukhajahasya. Playing on floor, keeping his this hand on the back of any friend, and in this, what doing? He has a lotus flower, and it means he is making dance of the gopis' heart in this way. Very beautiful. More Brahma is telling. Nomidyate abhravapuse taitambaraya gunjavatansa paripichal sannukhaya vannasrade kavalapetra vishanabenu lakshmasriye midupade pasupangajaya. Oh Krishna, what doing? When Brahma stole away the cops and cowherd boys and kiss Master Chi. Brahma wanted to see his sweet pastimes, but he took away his corpse and kept it in the any cave and went to Brahmaloka. And after he returned, after 1 year, he saw that the corpse and boys are sleeping in that cave, and with Krishna's same baby, cops and cowherd boys are playing. How it is? Who are real? And who are?
Artificial. Illusion.
Banavati?
Illusion. Artificial.
Artificial. He could not decide. At once he saw all the fruits, all the boys, all the cops, became Chaturbhuj Narayan.
400
Narayan. All his cane, all his everything became. Then, what? And after that, what he see? He realized, Krishna is Supreme Brahma. Then he folded his hand and then he saw that, Krishna taking same thing as to eat chawal and dahi, curd, and like this, and searching, where is cow, where is my corpse, and where is my shakha. So he is telling, Nomidhyate abhravapuse, like new cloud, full of water, and this Hiranya Paridhim cloth, very yellow, like
golden color.
In this way, he is searching quiet boys and cubs, also for Navidhatiya Prabhupse, Taditam Baraya, Gunjavatansa, Gunjamala, golden with Gunja.
Gunja berry.
And then searching here and there. Very beautiful form, especially Kasturi Tilakam Lalat Patale Vastakshale Kaustubham Nasatre Varmauktikam Kartale Venu Kare Kankaram Sarvange Sahari Chandram Sulalitam Muktavali Vijayate Gopal Chandram. Try to what? Remember this form and meditate this form. Kasturi Tilakam. Oh, Tilak, you know, Kasturi?
Mask.
Oh, here and there. Kasturi Tilakam, Lalat Patale, Vastakshale, Kaustubham, Kaustubh Mani here. Kaustubham, Nasagre, Paramoktikam. Moktikam. Sarvange Harichandanam Lalitam Kare Kare playing on floor.
Kare Kankanam.
Oh, golden. Mother Yashoda has taken these. And here he can pick up feather. And thus he is so beautiful. Also, Kullendi Varakante Bindu Badanam Varahavatan Sampriyam Sri Vasank Mudar Kostubadaram Pitambaram Sundaram Gopi Nang Nenot Palachitanam Go Go Pashangavitam Govindam Kaladeyu Badanaparam Divyangam. Oh, Krishna is coming from cow herding, are going. And gopis are singing from their doors, from their kunj, from their roof. They are seeing. How they are seeing? Oh, Krishna is going. Playing on floor. Full endeavor. Endeavor means lotus flower like blue. And Indu Badanam, more than thousand and thousands of moon. Anga Kanti, beautiful. Kanta Mindu Badanam Barhavatansam Priyam. Here is peak of feathers. Mukut, very beautiful. And gopis what doing? They are doing archana of Krishna by their crooked eyes. And Krishna is what doing? Or taking that from there. In this way, the beauty of Krishna, they are all glorified. Venu Kvarantam Arvinda Dalaya Taksham Barahavatansam Asitambudu Sundarangam Kandarpa Kotika Maniya Vishesha Subham Govindavadi Purusham Tamaham Vajam. Also, Alola Chandraka Ballasatavana Mallavansi Ratnangadam Pranakeli Kala Vilas Shyamantri Bhanga Lalitam Niyatat Prakasam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajam. Oh, this is the beauty and form of this Krishna. More than Dwarkadhish Krishna, because he has no flute, he has no feather cocks, and he cannot come to Vrindavan. So, this is the very transcendental form of Krishna, more superior than all others. Ekirtant, Madhuram. What is this I am telling? This is Rahasya of Srimad Bhagavatam. All these are.
somebody who sung in New Zealand.
Where?
She's working in kitchen here.
What? She should come here. Yeah. Tell her. Anyone should go and tell. Up again.
Thank you.
See how beautiful Krishna. His eyes are sweet. His laughing is very sweet. When he is naked boy, very sweet. No ornament, nothing, very sweet. With ornament, oh, very sweet. Not only he is sweet. His gopis are sweet. His gop sakha are sweet. His Mathurapuri is sweet. His Vrindavan is sweet. Everything. His mother is too much sweet. His father is sweet. Everything. Try to be sweet. Then, more Rahasyapurna secret.
Confidential.
What? His qualities. Oh, wonderful qualities. What his qualities? Most of all, origin of all, Bhakta Vatsalya. Mercy to devotees. How? He's very, very merciful. For this, Arjun became servant, a charioteer. And Arjun, like a servant, used to order him, take my chariot there. And he used to do. Not only, he used to serve the feet of horses' mashes when they become used to toil. You know what happened? When Dushasan brought him from palace, Draupadi, and by the order of his
elder brother
Duryodhan, he wanted to make naked and to give naked on the lap of Duryodhan. Then Draupadi fought it.
Hey
Govinda, Kusharana, Abhata Jivana. Oh Govinda, I given up everything on you. You are my everything. Whether you should keep my Lajja, shame or not, it depends on you. At once Krishna became shine,
garment.
And he had 10,000 elephant power in his arms. Continuous pulling. He became tired. But cloth was not finished. Still coming. And at that time, Gandhari told, what it you are going to do, my dear sons? Stop. Otherwise, Krishna will come and cut you all. And then they stopped. She wanted to cross them, but Gandhari told, don't give cost to my sons. What you want, we will give you. Then he told that, return back my husbands and also return back their kingdoms, and we want to go there at once. So how is once Duryodhan went to Bhisham Pitama and told, oh Pitama, really you are fighting towards us.
For sure.
But really you don't want to kill Pandavas. Otherwise in a second you can do. Oh, you have no belief on me. What can I do? You should today in night, when I will be in meditation, bring your wife with you and I will give her my blessing that you will not be killed by Pandavas and you will be all right. That is, he will not kill Pandavas, but he will not be also killed by them. Skillfully he told. Next night, he wanted to bring her wife,
Bhanumati.
And heavy rain, more than today, morning, night. Heavy rain. And wind. Duryodhan wanted to take his wife, but he told that, tomorrow we will go. And in the meantime, Krishna told Draupadi, Sakhi, come with me. Where to go? You should come. And took on his chariot. And he drove away up to Bhisham Pitama that night when he was in meditation. Krishna told, you should take your bell up to here, that Bhisham Pitama cannot
recognize you.
Then Draupadi did so and went to Bhisham Pitama. And after meditation, you have come, Bhanumati. My blessing. Anyone cannot kill your husband. You will be Chir Sobhagyavati, Akhanda Sobhagyavati. And then she took her bell and began to laugh, smile. Who brought you? I know. Only that person, Krishna, can do. Where is? He is outside. Then Bhisham Pitamah. Really? To whom you are selling, they cannot be killed. So, in the last, Pandavas will be successful and all Kuru dynasty will build a ruin. So how Bhakta Vatsalya, not only this, Bhisham Pitamah told that if I am son of Santanu, real father, I am son, then Krishna has
promised that
I will not take Arshashastra.
Any weapon dealing power on that will.
Then I am also doing
promise
that Krishna must take. And then, at once Krishna took the rat, wheel up, and ran towards Bhisham Pitamah to kill. Oh, how Bhakti Vatsala. Though he was fighting towards Duryodhana, but he was always towards Pandavas and very high class of a devotee. You know how he is merciful? About 16,000 very beautiful Rajkumari princess and their wives, Narakasura had brought them and put in jail. Then, on an auspicious day, I will marry them all. But in the meantime, Narada Rishi went to Krishna and told, ladies are very feeling pain, you must save them. At once he came on the back of Garuda with Satyabhama and killed that Narakasura. And when he opened the door of
prison,
jail, and told, I want to know your address, where you want to go. I will send at once to your husbands, your father, mother, brothers. They refused to go. They told, we want to serve you and your queens like maid servant, but we don't want to go anywhere else. We want to be in with you. Then Krishna, how merciful. Oh, yes, you want to come with me? Then I will marry with you. So at once he married with all the and made queen, not maid servant. You know, Putana, he came to kill Krishna with poison in his breast. Krishna killed him, not killed him. He gave his motherlyhood position. How he is? You know, Sudama was the Sakha of Krishna. Very poor. He never wanted anything. He was detached from worldly things. But his wife was Brajavasini of Vrindavan. In young age she became old because nothing to eat. Sometimes he used to go to bed and sometimes nothing. So he also became like old she also in young age. One day she requested, you should go to Madhiraj Krishna, Dwarkadhis. Oh, I cannot go. I cannot beg anything. You should not beg. Automatically, he will give you. Anyhow, he took some broken rice. And he is keeping and went to Dwarka. Oh, Krishna at once came from the queen of
Rukmini's palace.
What name?
Rukmini's palace.
Rukmini. And took this big Brahman on the court of Rukmini and began to wash his feet. Always saying, what he is doing? Who is he? This is the Brahman. And also Sudama was thinking, perhaps he is not realizing me, that I am his friend of Gurukul. And then Krishna told, one day, Prabhu, we both went to forest to bring
firewood.
And heavy rain was there. Whole night they are taking that burden of sticks. Remember, he remembers. And night, whole night they were talking here, there. In the, when after sunrise, Sudama told that I am going
back.
Give me permission. Krishna gave nothing. But when he reached to his home, returned back, what he saw? Oh, elephants. 16,000 elephants. 60,000 horses. Cows with calves. And his wife became so very beautiful, young lady. And with his
Maid servant,
he came to do aarti of
Sudama Vipra.
And Sudama Vipra, oh, my wife was old. Oh, this, who are they? And he began to
run.
And then, at once he touched her, and he became young. Though Sudama Vipra was thinking that if wealth will come, we will forget Krishna, as we are forgetting. So, how he was merciful. And now, this is the qualities of Krishna. Now come, jada rupa guna karma karma. Karma of Krishna, activities of Krishna. Oh, you know, in boyhood, he killed Putana, Tridavat, Saktasur. In Vrindavan, Dhenukasur, Bakasur, Aghasur, so many. Keshi, Vyomasur. And then in Mathura, he killed Charun, Moshti, Kans and his associates. And then he went to Dwarka and he killed so many. Kal Jaman and others, and also in Kaurav Panda, both dynasty were killed, and thus the burden of Artha was removed. And after that he came to Dwarka, married Rukmini, Shatabhama, Nagni Jitya and so many. And after that, when Dwarka Leela was finished, Brahma came to Krishna and told, oh, now the burden of earth hand is removed. Oh, now I pray that you should come to your abode, Vrindavan. And in the way, you should also come to
my
lok. Oh, Krishna told, I know my everything has been finished. Something is rest. So after this I am coming very soon. Here, Kriya also, Sakha. This is mood, Jada Bhav. What is Sakha? There in Vrindavan, prominent three, Sakha, Vasal and Madhu. Itham sata brahma sukhanu bhutya dasyan gatanum paradaivatena maya sitena naradarakena satham bijyohu. Krishna used to take his all cowherd boys, fens and cows, and he used to give cows in very good grass, and they used to and Krishna playing with boys. How? Like sometimes like a frog, sometimes like cuckoo bird, singing. Sometimes all making floats, sometimes singer, sometimes peacocks dancing, sometimes wrestling. And Sidam Subal used to defeat Krishna, and Krishna smiling. Sometimes holding the tail of monkeys, and they used to
jump
here and there. They also used to jump. So in this way, playing with this Sakha, whenever do it pranam to Krishna, that you are Supreme Lord. Then you have to think, oh, his father Nanda has so many cows, my father more than that. Who is superior? And when they used to defeat Krishna, they used to... Sometimes if Krishna is hidden here, oh, I will touch him and begin. So, telling here, Ittam Satang Brahma Sukhan Guttam. Who is Krishna? For Jnanis, he is Brahma Sukh. Brahma Sukh mane? Brahma Sukhan Bhuti. Always feeling pleasure in Nirvishesh Brahma, meditating. And Dasya, those who are servant, for them, Krishna had no servant in Vrindavan. The servant of Nanda Baba. But, oh, uncle, he used to tell them uncle. And they used to think that Krishna is my son. And Sakha, praying with Krishna. They, Dasya, servants of Nanda Baba. Dasya Bhav. They, you have to think the Paradevata, Supreme Lord. And Brahma Sukhan Bhute, Maya Sitanam, those who were covered with Maya, oh, they used to think that this is ordinary boy of Nanda. And with them, with Sakhan he is playing, but not playing with yogis, Brahma Jnani, and others. He is playing with them. So how fortunate they are. And for Mother Yashoda, what doing? Nan Sukhapo. Nanda Kim Akarot Brahman. Sreyo Eo Mahodayam Yashoda Cha Mahabhaga Papau Jasya. Oh, what Nanda Baba has done? Activities, austerity. And what he has done, that Krishna brings his shoes on his head, dancing, and what Mother Yashoda has done, that Krishna is taking his breast and always happy with them. Nayan Sukhapo, Bhagavan Devi Nam, Gopika Sutra. Jnaning cha Atma Bhutanam, those who are Jnani, those who are Yogi. Oh. They cannot see a glance of this Brahm Krishna. Never. But Gopika Sutra, the son of Gopika Yashoda mother, who very sukhapa, very easily, those who will serve like Mother Yashoda are in the guidance of Yashoda, they want to serve Krishna. Very so. Not only that, Nemam Birancho, no Bhavo, no Psiyapa Anga Sansaya. So, even Brahma, his son, and Shankar, Harihara Ekatma, Vaishnavanang Jathasambhu, and Sri Lakshmi, always in the heart of Krishna, they are not so fortunate. As Mother Yashoda received Mahaprasadam from Krishna, that what Krishna did, Kripaya Sit Swabandhane. She was trying to bind Krishna, knowing that he is my son. But two fingers were laced. And when Yashoda promised that I will bind him whole life, but I must bind. And then his choti began to
untie.
Flowers
coming, dropping down.
His mouth became sad. snakes coming everywhere. When he saw that my mother is now
tired,
at once by one rope of her hair he was binded. So how he was? More than these gopis. For Krishna disappeared in Krishna, in wrath. No? In wrath. And then when they began to do like sing Jayati Dedhikam Janmana Braja Sreti Indira Swaswadatrahi Daita Deshatam Dikshu Savaka Tvaidhrita Sava Tvang Vichinvate. Like this. At once Krishna appeared, smiling, but keeping his pitambar here, like insane, I have done something wrong. But one thing, why you disappeared? We have left our father, mother, wives, our husband, our lok dharma, ved dharma, even shame, everything we have left. And in the midnight, you left us. Why? Then Krishna told, don't be angry. You are mine. And you think that I am yours. I wanted only to increase your love and affection to me. As if a poor person, anyhow, he received anywhere chintamani, but he never believed that it is chintamani. He knew that this is a piece of broken glass. But anyone told, oh, that was not only broken glass, it was chintamani. Oh, then he began to weep and lament and always remember. In this way, I wanted to revive your love and affection and increase. So sometimes I do like that. But you should not. Napare ham nirabadya sanjujam sasadhu kritya vibhadhu jasudhah. Oh, your meeting to me is very, very sacred, nirmal, pavitra. I cannot repay you. As you have left your chastity, your husband, your everything, I cannot give up anyone, my father, mother, or any devotee. So please, by your sadhu kritya, that you are like a sadhu.
By your own pious activity.
Oh, you can
free from death.
You can make me free from
your death.
Death. But still, I will be your
debtor to you all.
Debtor to all. So Gopi became pleased. So here I want to tell that the love and affection to Krishna is more superior than even Sakha and even father, mother. Gopis. But in them, Lalita, Vishakha are supreme. And in all of them, Chandravali and others, supreme is Srimati Radhika. So Radhika mood to serve Krishna is superior to all. Supreme. This is called Uttama Bhakti. In this, what should be our aim and object? We cannot be Lalita Vishakha and like that. In separation, first in meeting, Radha becomes very happy. And in separation mood, she becomes so sad. Then she becomes friends. Brahman Gita and others comes from her mouth. At that time, Rup Manjari, in meeting and separation, she serves Radhika. So being a dasi of Rup Manjari, to serve Radhika is the supreme aim and object of any jeev. So you should know, I have told all these things why? To tell you that supreme goal of a jeev is to serve Srimati Radhika like his Swamini ji in the guidance of Rup Manjari. But how we can have very what? Durlabh.
Rare.
Brahma, Shankar or Mother Yashoda cannot have these modes. But a jeev conditioned soul, even by hearing all these things from any high class of Vaishnava, a greed will come that I want to be the maid servant of Rup Manjari. Shirupa Manjari Pada Shaimora Sampada Shaimora Jivaner Jivan. Then it will come and we can have that. So I told you that this is the aim and object. How to receive? Not so easy. Madhvachar, Ramanuj, Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya, so many came, but they could not keep. But those who are very, very fortunate, those who have come in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they can have. So you have some chance. You have chance. You can have. But you will have to begin from beginning, from Shraddha. Serving Gurudev, bona fide Gurudev. Serving until his dot become pleased. This Guru service is the backbone of Bhakti. Especially Uttama Bhakti. Bhakti are of two kinds, Raganuga and Ragatmika. We are, if anyone will follow,
Bhakti and Raganuga.
First Vaidhi and then Raganuga. Vaidhi we are doing, we must do it. And by hearing Harikatha, if some great cup. Oh, very, very, you are fortunate. Don't tell anyone. By man, practice that. In the guidance of that very guru. Qualified guru. So begin from now. Then gradually it will come Raganuga. But very rare. But Rupanuga is very, very rare. You must know, all Rupanuga must be Raganuga. But all Rupanuga is not Raganuga. Those who have only moved to serve Radhika in separation mood and in meeting, then this will be Rupanuga. So Manjari Bhav is never, nowhere, anywhere in this sampradaya of Ramanuj, Madhva, Nimbarka, Nimbardita or anyone, one in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. A special mercy by the the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami. He is Rupa Manjari. So, you should know that our this is the main object of our life. But you should begin from where? I will tell tomorrow from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the preface that I will tell Srimad Bhagavat, 11th canto I will begin. And you should hear very patiently to have that thing. So, essence of all this Srimad Bhagavat, 10th canto up to, is 11th canto. Krishna has told to Uddhava, God Premanande.
Hare Krishna. For the kind attention of devotees, some devotees has requested for initiation will take place day after tomorrow 9:30 a.m. For initiation